Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to Love to Laugh with Erin and Becca.
With Becca?
And Erin. Whatever.
Woo! Oh, today's going to be so much fun.
Oh, you know.
We're going to play something called Let's Play Pretend. Oh, wait.
Pretend.
Normal life.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Okay. So what?
Go ahead.
So we're talking, like having to pretend, like in your just daily life, just with interactions and people and relationships and like things you've had to do that you just have to pretend you go along with.
Yeah, you don't really want to, but you pretend.
Right. You're like, okay, because I care about you, because I love you, like, I'll just do this.
I don't want to.
Yeah. And it's funny, because sometimes I feel like I have the opposite because I'm different. Like, with my family, I'll just be who I am, I'll just be abrasive, and I'll just tell them what I think. You know, like, just blurt it out, and just no holds barred, whatever. And then with strangers, people I don't know, I don't care about. Like, I just met you. Like, I'm not gonna, like, argue with you. Like, and I'll just sit there and smile and nod. And, oh, okay, really? Oh, it's interesting. So you think this? And I'll just ask questions, like, oh my God, which people love. Anytime they can talk about themselves. And I think that they're like, oh my God, someone is actually listening to me. I'm just gonna tell them everything
about my entire
life. I get that all the time.
Huh?
And I'm like, sitting there and
telling me this.
Pretending to care.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, really? Well, you don't say, oh, that's so interesting. And most people do the opposite, I think, where they'll kind of, the ones that they love and they're closest to will, they won't tell them what they really think. They'll kind of just like I do with strangers, just kind of like, oh really, oh, and they'll ask questions, oh, you're interested in that, well, what do you like to do, what do you like, and where is this going, where is it, you know.
Yes.
You're with who you, yeah. You're doing what? And with strangers, they'll just straight up like, I disagree with you politically.
They just go off on all
that little religion, blah, blah. You know, like, people don't mind saying, yeah, just like blurting out whatever they think, you know, not caring about, I don't know,
they just want to talk,
they just want to give their opinion,
judged,
I guess,
crossed. Because of course
nobody likes that, like, you just want everyone to think like you.
Well, if you're family, you know, you're better.
And so it's so funny how, like, so it's so different, so we're all playing like, yeah, pretend in different ways. So it's like, you would, like, when you're dating, right? That's the biggest pretend. You go on the first date, you're pretending to be all, you know, you do yourself up, all beautiful, like, this is normal. You pretend to go out and, oh, you pretend to be interested in what they are. You pretend to laugh at their jokes.
It's not real.
I'll tell a little bit, but I won't tell a lot. And I'll fluff it up and pretend like it's a little better.
Great.
Reality, yeah. Yep. Which I think is why, like, maybe after a while relationships go down, they're just like, this is not, no. It's like putting a picture online. Like, this is the real me.
Oh,
and
that's
you meet him,
you?
It's like, oh my God.
Liar.
20 years ago. Oh, God. Funny how we just kind of naturally, I think we all do it. Because I think you can't just really be yourself and just say what you think in every moment. Oh, it's just there. And especially nowadays with everyone being all like PC and very judgy and. How dare you think that? How dare you say that? My little fragile ears.
Okay, I just said, well.
What are you taking off? Oh, well.
You know. It's hot.
The norm. It's too hot.
Too hot to handle.
Just take it all off. Yeah. So funny. So tell me, like, who do you, like, what, how do you feel about that? Like, pretending and, you know, having to just pretend around people. And people, like, my family gets mad at me when I tell them what I really think. Even though later, if I turn out to be, like, right or whatever, it's still about, like, how it came across and how brave that I was and my tone. And
I'm trying to tell you something. Like, I have to tell you. And the only way you're really going to listen to me is if I do get angry and aggressive.
Or, but it's not coming from like, I mean, it's just coming from an honest place. I'm not trying to like attack or like accuse. It's like, no, I love you. This is why I'm trying to tell you this.
I love you.
I love you. And first you're dating. That's a fucker. What the fuck are you doing with him? What do you mean you're still with him? Why? You didn't take my opinion? Tried to tell you. So true. It happened with my mom. Oh my god.
Oh. Becky, and over, don't touch
and over
like
again.
That.
Everyone she tried to date. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
I
your
know.
Mother. I deserve a... I got that all the time. And then, yeah. So, oh man. We had a jackass, I had a jackass stepfather that did inappropriate things with my sister. Not fun. And I was the one that spilled the beans, and of course...
Isn't that the worst the bad thing
person
ever? Like,
for a while?
Bad person for coming out the truth.
You know, the messenger. Because the messenger. You know, I don't know, my sister confided in me, and I exposed, and my mom didn't want to believe nothing, so... And then she got mad at me for a while, and until Nikki finally stepped up and said something. I was like, yes, this is true. I wrote it all down in my diary, but then it got burned by the devil, so I can't prove anything now. And then, yeah, she like, yeah, it was, I don't know. You know, kill, you know, mm-hmm. It's like, you know, that you kill the messenger.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Because nobody wants to hear it. Just shut up.
And they get mad at you for knowing it or like for exposing it or... And then, even when it's exposed, they're like, I don't know, you knew. So it's like terrible. I don't know what the
I don't know
what
either.
The
like,
viewpoint
okay,
is.
Okay, we're just going to hide it away and pretend like it never happened.
Was it better?
No.
Yeah, was it better that I didn't say anything? The things got
but for them.
Exactly. What?
Like it is.
Yeah, they were fine in their denial, their little happy world. Oh, at least what they thought was happy. I think people are in denial of kind of their surroundings. They just kind of get blinded. Little things slide, little things, and then it's a little bigger, and then it's a little bigger, and they just let it slide, because what am I supposed to do now?
Well, yeah, like, imagine being your mom. Like, oh my god, my husband had sex with my daughter, and I don't even want to deal with that. Like,
yeah.
I can't even imagine it or think of it.
Because...
I don't even want to confront it.
Yeah, I wasn't putting out enough, so I took advantage of her, and I know he tried it with me, and I was like, no, and I got in trouble a lot. I would get grounded, I would get in trouble, like, oh my god, he would yell at me, I would get punished all the time, but I knew, I just didn't feel right. I just knew it. And then my younger sister, of course, a little more vulnerable, and when she started maturing, just was easy to manipulate, I guess. Which is unfortunate, but... They got it, you know, it came out, and, like, they're not together and all that, so.
Mm-hmm.
But they still have kids together.
They're good
at that. But
they're
all aware,
know.
They all know.
Oh.
They all know. Uh-huh.
Oh. How did they find out? Did you tell them?
So. No. After, no. God, yeah, right. They'd all never talk to me again. I don't believe you, my dad, never. No, luckily after my mom wised up and realized, like, then she was very, because, you know, they had two boys and a girl, and the girl was the youngest, so she said, okay, the boys can go over with Ed on their own, but the girl can't, like, there's no way, And so she knew at a young age, like, my brothers, like, somebody has to be there because he's not to be trusted on his own. Like, so she knew from my mom, thank God. And was very aware. And even now, like, he just treats her terrible. I just
forgot his daughter? Like,
he treats the daughter different because he's from a very, very, like...
Oh.
Like, the man is the head of the household, right? Like, we had to respect him. You do what I say. This is the rules, or you know, my way of the highway. Oh, my God, I heard that so fucking much. And, yeah, I would fight him all the time. We'd clash all the time. All the time. On everything. And so it got to the point where my mom was easy to get by, but then we'd have to be a little more clever. Goodbye. Yeah. I remember, you know, we ditched in high school that one day, and it's me, you, and Ton.
Yep.
You were dating Ton, huh, at the time, and we saw him, like,
oh, yeah, he was
so we had
too,
my car because
right?
I was driving, and we had and we saw him at the four-way because we lived at the bottom of Terrace Canyon. There's a four-way before you get on the freeway, and we saw him, like, coming down, and we were like, oh shit, we were like, oh my God, that's him going to work. We all had to
in this car.
Right, there. Nothing to see here, Florence. But that was crazy. But thankfully, he didn't see us, and we were able to just ditch school, go all the way back up to my house and hang out. And we went out like the old school video cameras, like old school.
Cassette tape.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the cassette tape. It was a little mini cassette tape. Thing, yeah. And we did a couple just like little skits during the day and
other things.
Yeah, like all I remember, yeah, we ended up getting Ton naked.
Like, who did this?
But I just oh yeah, we could close his eyes and see if it was me or
like,
you or something.
Do something to him, and he had to guess if it was me or you.
Yeah, my God. We did that stuff. Like, the truth or dare was like what we grew up doing. Like, ooh, well, let's play game. Well, truth or dare, you know, truth or dare, double dare, promise or repeat, and you know, you'd have to like, I don't know, the thing to do.
Even on alcohol or anything.
So. No. We were no in high school.
I remember
you
that crazy.
No, just bad. We're like, who needs the bottle? We can do better. We'd be like, so instead of kissing, it's like, let's switch this out. Make this better. You have to lick his ass. You have to lick her nipple. Doesn't kiss what we tell you. Oh man, we just like to get a little funner. A little more.
Oh my God. Just wait.
So. Anyways, I'm sorry. I didn't even let you answer. I went on this whole fucking tangent.
Oh, pretending?
Tell me your, like, about your side of, like,
that's
having to pretend around people. Who I am. I'm the great pretender.
That's it. Especially when I
elaborate. Okay, so elaborate.
So nice. And that's what gets people going. I'm like, that sucks because I'm so nice and friendly and talkative. I'm going to say, I see him the next day. I'm like, get the fuck away from me.
Who are you?
Fucking I just fucking got my ride. Oh, yeah.
Like we're friends?
Yeah,
tell your buddies, give me a call, we go hang out.
Oh, no.
Plans to go out.
I did not mean any of that.
Not with you.
I'm not hanging out with you, get away from me.
And then you're like, wait, are you paying for everything? Okay, fine.
Like, oh,
you have
wait.
Liquor, right?
Are you planning on doing it again?
Because I'll tolerate it.
I'm like, oh, yeah, you want to go? to the bar and have some food. Like, no. Why are you so mean today? Yesterday, we were just so nice and sweet. Today, you like
yeah.
Sorry.
Not today, the new day.
After I've had a few.
Right.
See if he's really back.
Yeah. Loosen up a little. Yeah, my nice side has emerged. Oh my god, it's true. Like, and you just, like, people talk, and you're just like, why? You have these stupid conversations, and I'm sitting there literally smiling and nodding, going, I can't believe I'm talking about this stupid shit right now.
Like,
no. Like, I'd rather just not be talking to you and have my headphones in and have something on a million times. Anything about other than what you had for lunch and like, how you made it work
and do is fucking complain.
Oh my god, that's the worst. But all they want to do is just bitch and bitch and bitch. You're like, do you want me to feel sorry for you, or like, what is your goal here? Do you just like to? Do you just need to release it? Like, is it
all of the above?
And it's like, I'm one of those fucking people. I mean, what's crazy is, I'll just sit there and listen to them, and then I'll try to interject, and I'll start going on myself for a minute. Oh, yeah, me too. I've done this. I've experienced, and this is what happens, and then they'll cut you off and go off on their own fucking story.
That's what you were talking about.
And you're just like, oh my god, I couldn't even fucking finish one goddamn word I was trying to even say, so whatever. Like, I just zone out, and you know, there's people who are really rude and just don't even look at the other person.
Oh, yeah,
and they'll get on their phone and just like looking through stuff.
Worst.
It happened to me. I couldn't do it. I tried it to like get back at someone who did it to me, and I just couldn't even do it. I just felt like I'm so rude. I couldn't even do it to them, and I like they did it to me.
I don't understand it, but it's
more than infuriating when you're fucking talking to someone and they just get on their phone and start scrolling through shit. And you're just like, oh, I'm sorry, am I not entertaining enough for you? We haven't talked about your fucking stupid shit for the last half an hour. You can't listen to 5 fucking minutes of me just telling you just like general things.
Stupid fucking story.
And you just see them scrolling. So, you know, they're just looking at shit, not even looking at you, like,
Oh, yeah. Go on about some stupid fucking shit, and you're just trying to, like, reply.
I sat there. Yeah, I gave you my, I looked in your eyes. I responded. I smiled. I nodded. You knew I was responding. And as soon as I talk about myself, you do that. Like, people, I just can't fucking believe it. And it pisses me off to no end. Which makes me just not like fucking people. And I don't want to fucking talk to people then.
Don't ever fucking talk to me again.
Don't ever.
don't even fucking bother, because I will fucking spit in your face. Like, get the fuck away from me.
And I'll give people the benefit of the doubt, but I just cannot believe how selfish people are.
Yeah.
And it's all about them. All about me. No. Oh, you're right. Well, you should see what I went through. And they have to, like, one-up you, and you're just like... And so what, you want me to be compassionate about you when you couldn't even let me finish? It's like, I don't know, social etiquette these days?
They don't know how to talk to other people because all they ever do is look on their phones constantly.
Yeah, people, that's it. I'm in my own little life and that's it. Like, we just, I don't know, we just played off each other and we're able to just go off on tangents. And of course we tease other people, but we could tease ourselves and... just laugh about everything.
And not take things so serious.
Yeah. I know, exactly. You're like, oh no, you called me this. It hurt me so bad. I'm shutting down now.
Shutting down. Oh.
Like, really? Because this is like
not
what I could have called you. Like, it could have been so much worse. Like, don't even tempt me.
Don't.
I will nail you to the wall. I had a roommate that, oh my god, she thought she was so clever because I was moving out sooner than she expected. So she didn't like it. And she was like yelling at me, I'm gonna tell these people that you told me this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna And I was like, like carrying my shit out the door. Like, and then I went back into her and like reamed into her. And like, I could tell she was just like crippled. Like, I was just like, you know, what's funny is like your words mean nothing to me, but somehow you let my words affect you so much. So it's so funny. Like, that's another thing. I even try to tell my kids, like, that's what's it. You're, when you let other people's words affect you,
right?
They almost have power over you. It's like, why the fuck do you let these other fucking people you don't even know most of the time, or it's your family member and they have a biased opinion and they don't understand your side of the story. Why do you care so much about what they say? Oh, so they called me this name. They said that. Who cares? They're not in your fucking shoes. They don't know what you had to deal with. They don't understand your side of the story. But if you let it really affect you and like get you down, then in my opinion, like, you're letting them
just
have power over
stupid
you.
Stupid fucking word.
Just words. And so that's why I say, like, I know what to say to someone because I know that they're going to take what I mean. It's just going to like hit them at the right spot and they're just going to be like, oh my God, oh my God. And people try to do it to me and I'm just like, uh-huh. Is that all you have to say? Uh-huh. That's it. Like, you're like, okay, you're a level yeah, 4 maybe.
My turn now.
Right, exactly. I'm going to say one fucking thing.
Fucking
make you
cry.
Right away crying.
Blow your whole mind.
Right. I don't even have to say anything else. And honestly, the people that I care about most, I will tolerate it. You know, when they come back to me and stuff, like, I'll bite my tongue and because I'm very honest, and then they'll come back to me and be like, you were very harsh, you were very mean. So I have to like, okay, I'm sorry. All right, I'll try not to be as
what's bitch. The
word? I try not to blur. It's not from a loving place. Like, I think if you're just being a bitch, you're just doing it because you can, like. Yes, so it comes from a different place.
Where that
but...
is, I can't quite put my finger on it.
So that's what I'm like, even my own personal relationships with kids, with the husband, with the family, like, I've learned over the years that being that abrasive, just blah, 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 this is what I think, even if I'm right in the end or not, they don't respect you because of the way you said it. So even, like, as I'm older, I have to realize, you have to say things a certain way. You have to be a little nicer. Mm-hmm. So we're all fucking pretending. Even now. Because even when you try to just be who you are and say what you really think, people shut down. They get all hurt. They, like, they don't want to see it because they have blinders up. Like, you know, name your excuse.
Yeah. They can't handle it. People are very, very sensitive now.
So.
God.
They just can't handle it. And
even if you did say it super to them super nice, they still can't fucking handle it.
That's the point. Even if I said, you know, Mom, I'm noticing this, I'm noticing that, maybe you should notice this. Oh, okay. But, like, no, she wouldn't. And she even said for the longest time afterwards, of course, way fucking after, well, there were these signs that if I just paid attention to, and I'm like,
I guarantee you. How could she not know?
You mean the one fucking pointed out? Exactly.
Right.
She didn't want to see. That's the point. She would go to bed with Jesse when Jesse was little, and then Ed would be downstairs with Nikki, you know, late, up late. Like, it
but
was so frustrating.
But you gotta have, like, your intuition and everything. It's gotta be, like, probably
she must have known.
Or is it gonna be acting different? Especially Nikki.
Yeah, because she was just in her, like, teenage years.
She's just a teenager.
Like,
whatever other excuse.
Well, what's fucked up? No. He did everything. He didn't even... He even convinced her to do anal. He did everything.
He did?
Like, I couldn't even believe it. Yep, everything. Vaginal, anal, blowjobs, everything. No, it's terrible. That's why my mom was so upset, and that's why she was so protective, and, like,
so
finally...
Nikki was saying that she was enjoying it because she liked to orgasm or something insane like that.
Right. Like, because she didn't think there was anything wrong. Because, okay, when you're that age, you're developing, you're getting some extra attention.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't know the mindset. attention. He really likes me. We'll try this. Well, this is fun. I enjoy this. I don't know. People can manipulate other people. And in the moment, you're just like, well, afterwards, you're like, how did I get manipulated like that? Like, how the fuck did that happen? How did I let myself be tricked like that? But in the moment, I don't know, some sly fucking people out there just have their little way with words. Just make it seem like it's not
yeah,
so
like
bad,
it's a
right?
normal.
Like, it's
this is what we do. This is what we do.
Yeah, we're all family. Who knows? Like, who knows? I don't know, I wasn't there, but yep. And then she told me and I confessed and boy, that ruined our relationship for a while, and then she finally divorced him and they got with another douchebag, and I told her he was a douchebag. Didn't believe me and pretty much gambled all this money away, put her in a whole bunch of debt and cheated on her for over a year. And I'm just like, wow. Like, but of course, you know, because the way I said it, or you just don't believe me, or you're in denial again.
Exactly.
I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do.
That's
such a laugh.
Like, as a reason not to listen to you. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, you said it too harsh. I'm not even going to listen to you, Becca. That's just a fucking excuse.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Are you kidding me?
So that's the reason you just decided to stay blind.
You were so
to things.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, right. You're so mean. Your tone. It was all about your tone. Okay, well the intentions were good, but can you just get past the tone? No, they can't. No, nope. It's all about delivery. You want to be a great manipulator? You better deliver shit really well. You better be the pro at delivering what you want to say in the right way. Ugh. I mean, even in, you know, marriages, anything, you know, like, even though you've heard the story a million times, she had a smile and nod, like, yeah. Not like, babe, you told me this shit. I know how it ends. I know it. Yes. Move on.
Just
you can't say that.
Like, oh, yeah, and then you guys went into this.
And you're
like, kind of like, that's
not
true. Like,
he's
like,
yep.
Kind of like. I know.
Yeah. 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 I've done that though, where I've said the ending, and he was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, exactly." Sorry. And he kind of got like a little, like, "Oh my gosh," but just like, "Okay, I cut it off. I gave away the ending." So like,
oh God.
Jeez. Yes, right. Like, so you're just like, I don't even. It's this like weird, delicate balance. I guess I don't know.
People and their stupid feelings.
That's why I say life is. Yeah, life is just the great pretend. You have to like, and people are like, no, it's compassion. Okay, well, it's about the great compassion. What's the difference between compassion or pretend? Even if you're trying to be compassionate towards their situation. Okay, I'm being compassionate. You got hurt. I'm compassionate. Whether you care or not, like, it's still the great pretend. Like, well, if you don't care, I guess it's a great pretend.
Exactly. Because you're pretending to be compassionate. You're pretending to care. You're pretending. Like, pretending.
Exactly. But you have to, but sometimes you even have to pretend to be compassionate,
exactly.
You know,
what
like,
I mean. Like, half the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're so compassionate, but it's pretending. I don't really care, but...
you just have to do it. Your responsibility as a parent, a significant other, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a friend, just some, you know, someone you see all the time, like, in your commute, you know, like, you're like, I just want to go, don't want to cause a riff, I guess, I'll be compassionate, I'll let it go, I don't want to argue, even though I completely disagree with your opinion, not even worth it, and I've even said to people... that were on the ferry, and someone asked, like, why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? And I looked at him and I said, because I don't argue with stupid. He just looked at me like, what? But it's so true. That's another thing. Like, you can't argue with strangers sometimes. You're just like, I can't argue with stupid. It's just not even fucking worth my energy. Just like, why do I let your words affect me? Like, why do I bother wasting my energy trying to tell you something?
And it's not gonna work at all.
Well,
they're gonna do whatever the fuck they're gonna do anyway. Like, they already got their mind.
Anyway, and it's just gonna cause, and then you're gonna be left being frustrated. you're going to leave the situation. It's going to bother you because you couldn't get through. You let yourself get so upset. You're so mad at you let it bother you so much. You're the one leaving with those feelings now, right? When you were just probably like, meh. Right. So it's like, so yeah, it's almost not even fucking worth it. And then I don't do social media as much.
You don't do it at all.
Right, but I know there's a lot of people that use that as their way to, like, say what they really mean. But then that's just a psychological, you can't care about what people say either then. And a lot of people do.
Too much.
Oh, so many dislikes. I got so many negative comments. So what? Do you know these people? Are they affecting your fucking daily life?
No, what's even more worse is, like, when people, like, put their picture on or whatever, and then, like, they'll be like, how many likes did I get? Like, checking in. How many likes did I get? How many likes did I get? Oh, I only got two.
Right. They're very superficial.
Oh, why did I only get two likes? Nobody likes me.
That just shows me you're just a very shallow person, and that's the depth of your consciousness in this life, I guess. If that's all you really care about. So, you know, my soul chooses to go a little... really care
I don't need
as much about my
approval.
Makeup and hair and clothes as I do with approval with how I look. Yeah.
Right.
I know my true friends. I know who's not. And I know who I want in my life and who I don't.
And everybody else can just fuck off.
Exactly.
You're like,
fuck what you think. I don't give a fuck. And if you're letting these people affect you, then you're pretty much giving them power over you. And I just wish society would realize this. You're letting them get. You're letting them take away your power.
Give it away.
So.
I have no idea.
Why?
I have no
For
idea.
What? Because they know they're in the right. They know something you don't. No. That's all. We all have our fucking opinion. Doesn't mean you let it fucking change or get you down. You're just like, well, I'm trying to be the better me, and I'm just trying to improve, and this is how I think based on the information I have.
Yeah.
So,
and all these people are like, oh, I have all these friends and like all these likes or whatever. Guess what? Half of them are coming from nasty ass, stupid fucking people, men mostly, who are fucking out of their they're just looking for little girls or looking for nice pictures of women or whatever.
Anything.
And those are your people who are liking you? Okay. You got a bunch of prisoners and everything liking you? Good job. That makes you feel better about yourself. That's great.
Yeah, those friends. Exactly. Like, why do you need them to make you feel better about you? it's so lost on our society. I can't even believe it.
That's why we're in the situation that we're in.
I guess so.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you tell us to do this? Yes, I will. Of course I will.
Of course.
You know better than I do.
No.
How dare I have my own opinion? You're right.
Sorry.
I didn't mean to. Right. I'm so sorry.
It'll never
happen again.
If it does.
I know, man. Nope. Divide my parents. Nope, I divide.
Nope. My whole life.
You just
pretend.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Little rebels. Little rebels our whole lives.
Yeah, like at my apartment, we have, well, I know a lot of people, and so like they always have like this little dog meeting or whatever.
dog meeting?
At the picnic table where they have like a little party, and everybody goes and they bring all their dogs and they talk or whatever. And Tamayo loves to go because he loves people, and they always give him treats, and so. I have to go out there and pretend I'm friendly. Oh my god. Fuck. So
right.
I go out there.
I've done that so many times with my kids. So many activities, so many things that, you know, my kids want to be involved in. And you just go there and you say, yep. Deal with the other parents.
Enjoy it as much as you can.
And then, just, like, you know, my work and other things.
Like, I didn't know that iced tea fizz like that. I was like, that's because it's busy, they go. Fucking thing. Exactly.
God, I'm here for dogs. As long as the dog's having fun. Like, as long as the dog's having fun.
Meeting.
That's all I care about. Like, I'll deal with you guys even though ideally I don't want to. I just want to be here, make sure my kids have a good time and make sure they grow up just kind of being normal. And
of course, guess what? They're like,
yeah.
It's so crazy because, like, people, oh man, are such fucking perverts. So, like, I keep my phone, like, in my bra so I can, like, hear my music and everything. And I pull it out. And, like, for, I've heard this, like, 10 times. Oh, lucky phone. I'm like, shut up.
God. Look at them, it'd be like, would you be saying the same fucking thing if I had it in my back pocket?
Yeah,
would you be saying, ooh, lucky ass?
That they would,
like, shut the fuck up. God. It's like, no matter where you put it, like, ugh.
Yeah. It's great. That's why I love to hang out with people.
It's so great.
I just love it.
And then, yeah, just like my kids. You'd probably pick up tomorrow at the end and be like, I hope you enjoyed that. So, like, just like, I take my kids home and I'm like, well, I hope you had fun. I hope you had lots of fun because, like, you don't know what I fucking dealt with.
Can we go back tomorrow, please? Fuck.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So it's so fun, the things that we just have to, like, tolerate in this life. Because there's no way you can, especially us, there's no way you can, like, be ourselves and just, like let people know what we really think.
Yes. Yes,
ask me that fucking question.
Any more questions?
Like,
any more stupid questions?
Yeah. Are you, like, oh my God. Cut off on that pervert, like, are you sexually deprived? Is that why you need to make sexist comments to women? Does that make you feel better? Are you just so desperate? Is this the way you try to pick up women? Like, oh my God, like,
the answer is yes.
Like, if we right? Well, it's funny that they think they're being charming or something when we look at it as, like, we know what you're doing and you're being
it's a
douche and it's gross. That's oh boy, well, now we're gonna have all women's audience. Great.
Men
want to
hear what we talk about.
Yeah, I guess that's true for women's point of view. Like, if you tell us, oh, does that feel good? Oh, is that so nice? Like, of course we're gonna say yes, because you're trying. What are we gonna say no and discourage you from even trying? So, of course I'm gonna say yes, like, yes, yes, that's so wonderful, thank you. Like, we're trying to encourage you to do
it
more,
be
better.
Like, yes, yes,
they're like, yes, I'm good for a while. Right. Guys, not like that was good and you're done.
Good job. Keep going.
Right. I think that's another thing. I think, honestly, back in the day, I think men or the man in the relationship put a little more effort into the relationship.
Oh,
and, like, nowadays, that's not the case.
Men used to be gentlemen. They used to take care of their lady.
Yeah.
Like, treat them really, even really good.
You still have more, like, little
bringing
things.
Flowers.
Like, even at home, you little towels.
Yeah.
And their towel, you know, like,
bringing bread and breakfast and
laundry,
bed.
Getting, like, a towel.
Romantic.
Yeah. You know what, babe? I actually did the dishes this morning. I know it was your big to-do. I did it for you. So just relax. Let me get you a massage. I don't think a lot of people really put effort into their relationships. I think we all take advantage. We get into a slump. And then we're like, well, I want to seek something else because I'm not getting this. When it really just could be, well, if I put more effort into the way it used to be,
everything would be great, and I wouldn't want to go
so
wandering
maybe they
off
would.
To find something better, because I got everything I want right here.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's one thing where if you say, you know, I've been trying for a couple of months, if you haven't noticed, I've done this, and you're not kind of responding and giving it back, mm-hmm. I'm wondering what's up, or
like, why
is this not... we're just not simpatico. Like, I don't know.
Forever. I'm not gonna keep trying.
I don't know. So
while you just take advantage of it and don't be fucking realizing that
nothing back. Yeah, exactly. Because you're like, I'm not just gonna put forth effort. But if you put forth effort without them knowing for a while, and then they don't respond, they just take advantage. Then you might be like, I really appreciate either compliments, saying you're very thankful, you appreciate it, here's what I'm gonna do for you, But if we're not trying in this relationship, like,
fucking try.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, find something else. Yeah, interesting,
and
exciting.
Things become spiteful because if you try, and then they don't do anything, and you're just like, all right, oh, okay.
Don't do anything. So yes. They don't know. Yes, and they do the complete opposite. Yeah, they drop everything. They don't do anything anymore because they feel like, I've tried, I'm done. It. Yeah, it's not worth it. Forget it. Then exactly. So, I don't know. Maybe people out there, if you're having a hard time in your relationship, maybe see if the other one's trying to like tell you in a way. You know, I'll leave. Shit, we're at 40 minutes. Oh, fuck. I'll leave this. You know, like, it was great because there is a Simpsons episode I just watched that said Homer, Bart and Lisa were kind of being best friends, and then because Milhouse left for a while, the mom took him, but then like the dad got custody. But Bart and Lisa were like best friends, hanging out, like had so much fun, and then Milhouse came back and left Lisa and stuff, and so Lisa was just frustrated on the couch at the night, and Bart's and Lisa's like, okay, I'm just gonna go to bed. Like, I'm just done with it. I'm going to bed. And Bart's like, what's wrong? And she's like, nothing. And Homer goes, ooh. And Bart's like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? She's nothing. And he's like, when a woman says nothing, it's everything. And he goes, and when a woman says everything's wrong, then everything's wrong. Like,
yes.
I like laughed so hard. Like, I laughed so hard because it's so true. If she says nothing, it means you're just not getting it. She's trying to put signs out there. You're not understanding. And she doesn't want to tell you because she wants you to pick up on signs. And I'm sorry, guys, that you don't do that. It's hard for you. And you want us women to just tell you what we want, because that's what you do, yep, is tell us what you want. But it's never going to be that way. I'm sorry, clearly. So if you want a true insight to a woman and a woman's mind, like, yeah, she wants to be touched in love.
It loves compliments.
Oh, wait.
He wants attention.
Oh, God, yeah, exactly.
Give me attention.
Even after all, you look so great. I just, like, wow, I'm so lucky to be with you.
You look good, or whatever. Even though she looks like shit, she's like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know, take you out on a date, like, some special,
yes,
something.
Take her out every once in a while to dinner, make everything like new happen. Again. Yeah. The same old, same old.
Yeah, even, you know, and that's the thing that guys don't realize is like the littlest gesture.
Yes!
Goes so far with us. My husband, literally, he'd be like, is your towel stinky, stale? Like, you know, like it's a smell after a while. Like, is your towel bad? Like, let me get you a new one. And like every time I get out of the shower, like when I turn off turn it off and I'm ready to get out and I like kind of squeegee off, whatever, he'll hand me my towel and I'll just grab it, like just from the curtain or whatever, and pick it up. Like, he's just there. It's
could
just
you
like
imagine
such a little thing that I appreciate.
If you went to get one step further and put it in the dryer while you were in the shower, and then you get out and it's all warm.
It's all nice and warm, and he just hands it to me like, oh, see? Exactly.
Tiny,
but it's
tiny,
just something little and like no money.
And you feel so
yeah,
loved.
No, yeah, just
so
a little
happy. It's gonna make the whole rest of your day way better.
Exactly. Even this day and age, like, you know, you post it on Facebook.
Yeah,
I love my wife so much. She means so much to me. I guess that
and
means so much to people. Like,
other people thinking like, oh, I wish my husband would do that. And if your husband did it, he's like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Look at him telling the world, telling all our friends, family, all our connections, how much he loves me and how lucky he is. Exactly. Like, so, you know, even if you're trying to pretend or being compassionate, like, in the end, that's, I guess, what you just have to do in this life. Like, because, you know, nobody's going to agree with everyone 100% of the time. On anything. You just have to say, okay, how's your crazy? Does your crazy
exactly
match my crazy? Can I deal with that? Can you deal with my crazy? And then we're good. And you and I can deal with each other's crazy. So
one person is more dominant than the other, and the non-dominant person just kind of like molds and does what. Like, they don't have their personality anymore. They don't think for themselves. They just control.
They let the other person have more control over them. Uh huh. This way it is. I'll just follow you because I care about you more. What's funny is do they care about them more than the other person? Does the other person really think like, cool, you're with me, but if you're like a follower, but if I didn't talk to you tomorrow, like, would it really bother me? Is that the point of like follower leaders and non-leaders like you and I, just like not letting people care? Like, you want to be there
for a lot of shit ton of people are followers.
Yeah, followers. Exactly. Because I think the leaders don't really care. Right. This way I'm going. You want to follow me? Sure. And if you don't follow me anymore, I don't care as much. And the leader's like,
I'm going to commit suicide.
Yeah. It's like, no, empower yourself more. Like, you have more strength inside than you ever do following someone else. So, anyway. Oh, shit. We're over 45 minutes.
Yeah, this is our longest one yet.
I can't believe it. We got lots of pretending to do. Lots to talk about. Look at how everything pretends. The TV, the politics, the everyone. They're all trying to pretend to manipulate someone in some way to think their way. So, anyway. Anyway. I love it.
That was a real one.
So we're just like, try to
empower yourself, think for yourself,
and not let other people have control over
yourself.
You. Yes. And just if you have to be compassionate or just pretend or whatever, just to deal with people, that's what you do for a while. But it doesn't have to change how you think and how you feel. Unless it's in my mind, unless it's someone close to you. That's why I tell them what I think. Because I don't care I don't care if I change their mind. I don't care. You don't affect my life. You're not in my... I don't care. You're not in my circle. Like, what do I care what you do or think? Exactly. But my family, friend, yeah, I care. So I'll tell you a little more, but I gotta tell you in a nice way.
Don't forget to be nice.
Nice. Exactly. Oh, my tone. So sweet.
I can't do it.
You're gonna die. Come with me. Come on. But I'm on feet, so they'll follow. All right, Erin, anyone want to contact us or... Listen up, yo.
You
want to
get in contact with Beanie? Email us at love2laughwithbe. Got it, folks? Love2laughwithbe. Anytime. Oh, at gmail.com. Anytime. We'd love to
know. Yep, yep. Love to laugh with B. Yep. I remember to just be happy. That's like the best B.
You want a happy laugh?
All right, great. All right, till next time. Bye.